Hello, everyone, and welcome to the top five, where I'll be previewing five things to be mindful of that are coming up in the week ahead. In no particular order, number one, stocks trading ex-dividend. In fact, there will be 60 of them or so next week. There won't be as many large market-moving names like we've had over the past week, where BHP, Rio and Fortescue all went ex-dividend, but there still will be some significant names, the likes of Brambles, Nick Scali, REA Group, Ramsey, Adairs, Sonic, South32, just to name a few. Sticking with that dividend theme is number two, dividend payments. So basically in February, we had most Aussie companies releasing their half-year results, and we had 86% of companies posting a profit. That was an improvement on 6 months earlier. And what this means is over the next couple of months, many of these, or hundreds of companies, will pay out their dividends to shareholders. So next week, we will have a number of them doing so, including Ansell, Domino's, JB Hi-Fi, and Baby Bunting. But really, things peak as far as dividend payments go from here, from around the middle of the month all the way through to the middle of April. And that's when we get the names like BHP, CBA, Telstra, Wesfarmers, Coles, and Rio distributing their dividends, and some of that money could make its way back into the share market as well. Number three is a speech by the Reserve Bank boss. Now, as far as economic data is concerned, it's going to be relatively quiet next week, with the exception of an update on business confidence from NAB. But the RBA meeting and speech, rather, will certainly receive plenty of attention, particularly considering the recent moves we've had in the bond market, which have been aggressive. We've also had the Aussie share market dropping back in recent weeks. Number four, Chinese trade figures. Now, this is for the last couple of months. It will actually be released on Sunday, but will receive some attention in the early part of next week. Exports have jumped up over the past year by close to 20% out of China. Of course, China's our largest trading partner, so it always receives attention. We also get some inflation figures out of China in the middle of the week as well. And considering the focus there's been on faster economic growth globally and inflation, this will continue to receive attention. And number five will be the vaccine rollout. Now, while this is unlikely to have maybe a direct impact on the share market next week, unless there are some surprises in there, it's important to note, because it's been 2 weeks almost now since the vaccine started its rollout in Australia on the 22nd of February, with mixed results so far. And really, one of the reasons why the Aussie market has actually done quite well over the past 5 months through to February is the fact that there's been a lot of vaccine hopes and optimism as far as the rollout is concerned. Enjoy the week ahead.